Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
USA, USA, USA. That was at least the chant at my house this morning around 8:30 a.m. as we watched Anna Zolotich win a gold medal for the United States in the 57-kilogram taekwondo match. My name is Mark Sirianis. I'm your host. I'm a third Don Black Belt and the editor-in-chief of Taekwondo Life magazine. Taekwondo Life magazine is a member of the Believe Sports Network. Do you believe? Before we get into our episode, a really interesting and exciting one, I wanted to give us a word from our sponsor, BetOnline. BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. Throughout this entire Olympic season, there's a number of things that you can bet on. I noticed that you could bet on the medal count. It's really amazing to me how these guys at BetOnline and these gals at BetOnline, they come up with such creative things that people love to bet on. We got football season, the Olympics, baseball season is winding down to the second half. We're going to have hockey and basketball soon enough. And all of these things, including individual sports, MMA, you can bet on with betonline.ag. Just head over to betonline.ag and claim your 50% welcome deposit, available on your phone, your smartphone, or at their website. So here it is. Excitement, Team USA, Anna Zolotich, who we will be speaking to. We will be replaying one of our most popular episodes from 2019 when Anna was at the just starting out at the National Center of Excellence and just entering the arena. She is now 18 years old. She is, there's a little confusion about that, this, and we will straighten it out. They keep saying she is the first women's taekwondo gold medalist in history. What they're referring to there is since taekwondo has become a recognized Olympic sport. Those of you that follow the history of taekwondo know that in 1988, as a demonstration sport in Seoul, the United States won under Grandmaster Kyanwan Park, Hua Chang, and other coaches, five Olympic gold medals, of which four went to women, including Dana He. The male one went to Jimmy Kin. But since taekwondo has become a recognized Olympic sport, full recognition, there have not been any gold medals that have gone to women. Paige McPherson has won a medal. Jackie Galloway has won a medal. We know that on the men's side, we had, of course, the Grandmaster Herb Perez, gold medalist Stephen Lopez, won gold medals. But now this is the first. It's exciting. It is really great to see this young woman, 18 years old, her first Olympics. We await to see tomorrow. We are recording this before Paige McPherson fights for her third Olympics, hopefully bringing back each gold medals for the United States. Anna Zolotich is a wonderful person, a wonderful martial artist, and a role model for people everywhere. We had the opportunity, the joy, to speak to her in 2019 at the USAT National Center of Excellence. If you listen to this interview, which we're going to play here, you'll see how focused, how determined, and how truly humble and gifted this young lady is. It was exciting to watch. I say to any of the naysayers, if you have doubts about the state and the level of taekwondo and taekwondo sparring, watch Anna's match against Russia in the finals, and you will discover that it is high level. I look forward to seeing you. I look forward to seeing you on the mat. I look forward to reporting further on the success of men and women in the taekwondo program throughout the world. But today, for this episode, our focus, our highlight, our passion, our joy is Team USA and its rising star, Miss Anna Zolotich. Anastasia Zolotich, that's a name that you should remember because she represents the future of the taekwondo scene and she is the future of the USA taekwondo program. My name is Mark Sirianis.
I'm your host. I'm the editor-in-chief of Taekwondo Life magazine, and I'm a third Dan black belt. I had the pleasure today to interview Anastasia Zolotich on the eve of her departure for the second Grand Prix Taekwondo tournament to take place in Japan. Anastasia was the youngest Taekwondo athlete in the world to win a medal at the Grand Prix when she won in her very first senior Grand Prix last year. In June, she was named the Female Athlete of the Month for Team USA. She is a Grand Prix winner, a gold medalist at the Pan Am Games, and she is now training full-time at USA Taekwondo's new National Center of Excellence in Colorado Springs, together with the Team USA coach, Gareth Brown. You will find, I think, as I did, that she is a mature, articulate, disciplined young woman that is destined for great things. Among them, along her journey, is her hope and her dream to achieve a spot on Team USA's 2020 Taekwondo Olympic roster. I look forward to, as I'm sure you do, following this young lady's career and her path to the gold.
So we are very honored today to be speaking to world-class USAT Taekwondo athlete, Anastasia Zolotich. Thank you for talking to Taekwondo Life magazine. How are you?
Good. How are you? And thank you for having me.
Very good. My pleasure. So we are speaking, this will release a little bit later, but we are speaking to you on the Friday before a relatively exciting week for you. Can you tell us what's coming up next week in your fighting and competitive career?
So next week on Monday, we'll be heading out to Chiba. It's in Japan, and we will be having our second Grand Prix for this year.
That's very exciting. Have you been to Japan before?
No, this will be my first time in Asia.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I'm sure it won't be the last. So, we're going to back up to your intro into Taekwondo, but since you mentioned you're going to the Grand Prix, my understanding is you had a medal-winning performance at your very first senior Grand Prix, making you the youngest Taekwondo athlete in the world to win a medal at the Grand Prix. Tell us about that. When was that, and what was the location for that event? And tell us a little bit about that.
So the Grand Prix was in Rome. I can't remember exactly the date, but it was a good experience. I mean, I had to sit down and talk to my coach, and we went over like what the expectations were for this event and how we would go over since it was my first Grand Prix at such a young age. And then it got to the fighting day and we got out there and just fought. And I mean, the results were, I was hoping for a gold, but at the time it was pretty good for me because it was my first Grand Prix medal. And since it was my first Grand Prix, I was very satisfied with it.
Well, that's great. That's very exciting. And I'm sure it's certainly the first of many to come. So let's back up a little bit because you are young, but you're not new to the sport of and the art of Taekwondo. Tell us a little bit about where you're from and how you got involved in training Taekwondo.
So I'm from Florida, the city of Largo. I started Taekwondo at a very young age, at about 5 years old. Me and my sister started as an after-school program because my parents would work, and after school they would want us to have some kind of activity and sport. And my dad has been doing this sport for a while when he was younger. So we figured that it'd be something we'd be interested in. And me and my sister started finding some interest in it, and we pursued the sport. And I think a year ago, my sister quit and I kept going after the team trials to go to world championships, junior world championships. I think that was my first actual like big tournament that I was able to compete in my career so far. So, and just from there, it just went off, and from Grand Prix to Pan Am Games and so forth.
That's great. So how did you, in your training, what is it about? Because I always, I talk to high-level Taekwondo athletes and other martial artists, and some people love Pumse, and some people love sparring, and some people don't compete at all. Some people end up in the movies or things of that nature. But your path up till now has been very successful in the area of competitive sparring. Is that as a product of the fact that you fell in love with that, or is it the product of the fact that somebody guided you in that way, or a combination? Tell us a little bit about that. I always love to hear how people end up in the specific area of Taekwondo that they train in.
So when I was younger, obviously I had no actual idea of what was going on and what this sport would come out to, except for me being there and hanging out with some friends and kicking a bag for fun. And then I guess my dad, when I got older, it was me and my sister. He put us in a position to where he told us we have a future, because my coach at the time told my dad and my parents and family members that he sees one of us, and maybe even both of us, to be like Olympians in the future. So I think my coach and my dad at the time, they were working together and kind of guiding us towards like the right way in the past, and telling us that there is more beyond just this little after school program and this little school and like local tournaments that we go to. So he kind of started taking us. I think my first tournament that he took me to that kind of brought me a bigger interest in Taekwondo was the U.S. Open. It was in Florida at the time, so it was kind of the reason we went, because it was in Florida. So after I won that, my coach kind of, he got more serious with me in training, and we trained a little more during the week with more hours involved. And I think I just grew on from then. So I think it was more my coach and my dad kind of showing me the path and putting it down all paper and pencil and writing it out and kind of showing me where it would go and how far I've already gotten, and just pushing me more in training. And it just took off from there.
Well, that's great. That's great. So you know, again, we have the pleasure of speaking to, and in my career in Taekwondo and as a Taekwondo journalist, speaking to people from all different segments of the training population, from young to old. Now, being someone who is been a youthful competitor and traveling and training as hard as you can, you have some different challenges than some of the adult folks and senior folks, in that you're still you've been a full-time student. School is important. It's an important aspect of your life. How have you found balancing your academic life, your school life, and your training, and how that's all played together in terms of your life and your happiness?
So with school, before I started to the world championships, junior world championships in Tunisia, I think it was 2 years ago, I was in actual school, like on a school campus, taking my classes, and I kind of balanced it out between sometimes I would go to international, sometimes I wouldn't, because at a junior level, some events didn't count towards points like seniors are chasing to be ranked higher. So at that time, it was whatever days I had off of school, I would go and compete, or what days I was willing to take off of school to go and compete. And then as I progressed in the sport, I kind of, in high school, my first year of high school, in ninth grade, I had a lot of absences, and the teachers were kind of worried about me not being able to finish school with these many absences. So I switched into online school, and now I'm a full-time online student, and I just take my work with me. And I don't think it's that hard to balance it out if you're as determined as I am. I take a lot of time and seriousness and training, and I do my training at whatever time it needs to be done, and I make sure I work school around that, only because Taekwondo has been progressing for me, and I kind of see myself, not kind of, I do see myself making it to the Olympics and hopefully in the next few Olympics. And so I kind of work my way. So I take Taekwondo training and then do my schoolwork around that, and make sure I either wake up earlier or go to bed later, and in the morning breakfast and do some schoolwork, lunch, do some schoolwork. And I mean, there's a fine balance between them, and they're both going very well for me, and so far so good.
Well, that's great, and congratulations, and that's inspiring. And I think it's important, it's an important message to see someone who is as high achieving as you are in the realm of martial arts, to find that balance. Is something right in our martial arts training. We always talk about balance, but particularly for younger folks who look up to you as a role model, to be able to understand that the devotion to just one area of our life or of our training without having that balance can lead to problems. So it sounds like you have it under control, and a great support network And I congratulate you on that. It's very exciting. So I saw an interview you did. We had one of our reporters, Coach Jim, who had one of his daughters, actually, at the Nationals this year. I saw that you had success at the Nationals, and you were competing it was your first time at Nationals competing in the higher level. Is that correct?
I believe so, yeah. I think it was my first senior Nationals. Oh, no, it wasn't. Last year I had senior Nationals as well.
You had senior Nationals.
And the 53-kilo division as well, yeah.
So tell me about, at the time that you did that, about the transition. How did you find? Did you find that there's a significant difference in terms of the competitiveness as you make that, as you cross the threshold from being, you know, there's a lot of folks who don't, you know, it's a marathon, right? So there's a lot of folks who in the younger days, they go to a lot of tournaments, they have relative success against in the youth divisions, then they make that transition to senior, and it's so much more competitive. They have difficulty. How did you find it? Were you surprised by the challenges of it, or was it what you expected? And what do you attribute that to?
So what I did personally is my last year of juniors, I took it to compete in both juniors and seniors. So when I am fully a senior, it'd be kind of an easier transition for me. So while my last year of juniors, I think it was last year, I got to compete at Nationals as a senior. And surprisingly, I was terrified. Honestly, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know who to expect. I ended up winning, but it was so different. So many mistakes that I made actually had consequences to them. These seniors are so much more advanced, and they're so much smarter, and they've had time to process and think about how transitioning was for them as well, and put it into work and see like the difference between a junior and a senior, and the way that they train and fight. And it's just, it's kind of crazy to tell the difference, because as a junior, you think, oh, everybody's going to be like this. All these junior girls are going to move up with me, and I'm going to fight the same girls. But it's actually not. Some junior girls, they don't want to be in the senior division, or some of them move into it and have a harder time than you or an easier time. And it's just different strategy and different ways of thinking. You can't just be thinking, oh, I'm going to go out there and win. You have to go out there and don't know what to expect. You expect a win, expect a loss. It's just different tactics as well with the athletes, and it's just a whole bunch of different styles as well.
That's great. That's a great perspective. So let me ask you a little bit about your visibility and your profile in the Taekwondo world. I'm not sure how aware or sensitive you are to it, but there's a bit of a spotlight on you as a USA Taekwondo athlete, and you've achieved some success and some visibility. And in the month of June, and we were certainly behind you on this campaign, you were the USA women's athlete, individual athlete of the month, representing yourself and representing the sport of Taekwondo, which is a feat in the sense that it evidenced that certainly the Taekwondo contingency came out and voted for you and supported you. Was that a surprise to you? It's always nice to win these types of things, but was it a surprise to you, and how did it make you feel about your place in the overall Taekwondo community?
So I honestly am honored to be having the spotlight on me and having all these athletes and people watch me and progress through the sport. I mean, I'm so lucky to have my Taekwondo community behind me and support me through all of this. And I always use my spotlight to encourage younger athletes to focus on the sport and take it more seriously than I did when I was younger, not knowing what I could expect throughout this journey. I mean, I think Taekwondo is going to be a sport that is going to be known as track or volleyball, and it's going to be a big sport, I'm telling you right now. And we have so many young athletes now, especially in this year, and how many amazing coaches we have out there now getting into this kind of training process that Garris and Paul put together. I think we're going to have, like, Taekwondo is one of the top sports out there, and I'm glad that I won that month and put my sport out there and helped it gain some attention. And I don't know, I just couldn't be more thankful for everybody who helped me get there. And it's an amazing feeling, and I honestly won't forget it. And I can't thank anybody enough for helping me.
Well, that's great. And that leads, actually, you led into exactly where I was trying to, you know, unfortunately we have limited time, but I want to try to get there's a number of points I wanted to hit. And one of them had to do with the training under USA coach Gareth Brown at the new National Center of Excellence. And I've been hearing so much about it, and I've been in communication with Steve McNally and the people from USAT. And, you know, we're going to do some sort of a visit there and a feature on the facility. But tell me about that. Tell me about the new training facility and, you know, training full time with Coach Brown. What are your thoughts on that? What are your perspectives on it in terms of what you're seeing there in terms of leading to that the point that you were just making about the future?
So this is my first time actually being at the Center of Excellence. The facility is absolutely amazing. It has everything an athlete would need to be successful. It has the people around it that are willing to help an athlete be successful and to give them the opportunity and supplies that they need in order to succeed. And Gareth Brown, he is recently moving here. And I think that is amazing for USA Taekwondo, and it's definitely going to lead them on the top of the podium, hopefully in Tokyo 2020. But throughout the years, I'm 100% certain that USA Taekwondo and the U.S. athletes will be on the tops of those podiums coming for the next few Olympics. And Gareth Brown and Paul Green, they both set up such amazing training techniques for us and schedules, and they're willing to work with us, and they're so helpful. I've never met so many two coaches in my life that are willing to put their time and stuff that they put aside and just move it all for one athlete. Let's say if I needed another training session, I wasn't very confident going into an event. If they had plans, they'd put those aside, cancel the plans, and work with me. They're willing to do anything to get us on top of that podium and help us become the athletes that they see that we can be. So if they see an Olympian, then you're going to be an Olympian. And they work very, very hard for USA Taekwondo, and they work hard with the athletes, and they push us to be outstanding athletes and professional. And I think it's just amazing, and there's a really bright future with them.
That's great. That's great. That's exciting to hear, and I look forward to hearing more about them and hearing more about the National Center of Excellence. And I'm so glad to see an increased support building within USA Taekwondo for our high level athletes. Well, let me ask you. This is a question that I've asked pretty much everyone from USA that I have a chance to speak to who's on the competitive side. I asked Stephen Lambden this and Paige McPherson. In your own perspective, do you consider yourself, as because your focus is on sparring, do you consider yourself a martial artist? Do you consider yourself an athlete? Do you consider yourself both? What's your perspective on yourself as a Taekwondo practitioner?
So, I mean, martial arts is a practice of all sorts of martial arts, I guess, Taekwondo, Judo, all that kind of stuff. And I mean, martial arts is a big category to put yourself in. So I kind of think that I'm an athlete in a kind of way, which is, it can be in anything. I can really be an athlete in martial arts, is just a big category to put every judo and stuff like that, like I said. But I think athlete's a better word for me, because I don't just, you know what I mean? It's not just Taekwondo, and I could be doing some other sports as well. So an athlete's just a big word for.
Sure.
Yeah.
What do you do in general, what do you do to decompress when you're not training, when you're not doing schoolwork? I mean, it seems like that's not got to be. I mean, you need to have an hour or two to sleep at night. When you're not doing those three things, what do you do to find balance in terms of your ability to blow off steam? Is it, you know, spending time with families? Are you a reader? Do you love movies? What do you do?
I mainly focus on my family when I'm not training in school or sleeping, because I travel so much. It's so hard for me to see them, because now I'm in Colorado, they're in Florida, obviously. But I mainly focus on getting to see my family. I call them every day. I mean, they're such a big part of my life, and I definitely wouldn't be here without them. So I prioritize them before hanging out with friends, going to see a movie. So we'll go home and cook dinners with them, or make a nice little cake for us, or just celebrate the little things, like my sister being in high school, or, you know what I mean?
That's great. That's great. I mean, it's important. So we've talked about it a little bit, and it's hard to believe, but 2020 is around the corner. We're in, we're in the year leading up to 2020. So what are your thoughts and what are your goals? in terms of for you personally and your role in Team USA? And what are your dreams and what are your goals for 2020?
I think 2020 is going to be a great event to be at, and definitely if I'm not part of it, I would love to go out there and watch my teammates that will be there and support them as much as I can, just like they have supported me to try and get there. But I think, honestly, if I push myself as hard as I can and to my potential, I can be there and I can make it and I can be on that podium. And it'd be a dream and an honor to represent USA and go out there and run around with the flag in the ring and get my medal and stand out there and just thank everybody. I mean, I think that's every athlete's goal that's coming into this academy, is to be on top of an Olympic podium. And 2020 is a few people's place right now, and I think if they only knew how lucky they were.
That's great. That's great. And I think that you are, your enthusiasm is contagious, and your appreciation of the position that you've worked so hard to get to, I think is really inspiring. So you're young, but you are a role model, and there are other children that are out there that are getting involved at an early age. What advice would you give them about getting involved in martial arts training and taekwondo training, from your perspective of doing it as long and achieving the successes that you can? If you have the opportunity to speak to young people that are just starting on this journey, what advice do you have for them?
I would tell them that they have one heck of a bright future ahead of them, that now, especially at this time, young athletes have such an amazing opportunity, especially with this development academy building up and the coaches we have. I would just tell them to put their blood, sweat, and tears into it and make sure that they are having so much fun with it, because I know definitely now I'm having so much fun with it, and the people around me, and just letting them know that the opportunities they're going to have and the teammates that they're going to have is going to fulfill their life, and they won't want anything else beside that. And just enjoy it while you have it, because, you know, it's always a blessing to be out here and have teammates and be part of something so big and nice, and just take advantage of it is what I would say. You definitely have an opportunity, and take it and make sure to have fun with it.
That is wonderful. And I want to thank you for talking to Taekwondo Life magazine today. You are an inspiration, and you are a very mature and articulate representative of both yourself, of your family, of your team, and of Team USA. And we wish you great success both next week in your competition in Japan and in the road leading up to 2020. And we will be highlighting your accomplishments and your results in both the magazine and the website. And we look forward to speaking to you in your long and illustrious career. So thank you, Anastasia Zolotich, for speaking to us.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.